hey, everybody. It is the next generation in full, and I am very happy to be here with my good friend Brian Wiedei talking about it. Brian Wiedei, Pasta Padre, how are you, sir?
Doing good, doing good. And this is an interesting time because we did have the launch of the systems in early November, and now here we are a month later.
Yes.
And we're talking about two big sports games that have just dropped, and it's almost like a second launch for us.
It really is. And they were shadow dropped, right? We knew they were coming out on a certain day, but they came out a day or two early, I believe. And mine, I have the series, so it'll be interesting to hear about your experience. I have the I have, thankfully, I'm very happy to have both the Xbox Series X and the PlayStation 5. I am playing Madden and FIFA on the Xbox Series X via EA Play, via purchasing, paying, I think, like $30 at some point for Madden, which got me both the Xbox One version at the time. And then this game, Brian, literally loaded right up onto my Xbox Series X. It's like overnight without me knowing it. And was right there. And FIFA also started auto-loading, but when I turned on my Xbox Series X, it was in the loading stage. Either way, they just started unlocking and loaded right up, and that's how I got them on the. So I paid, like I said, maybe $30 for both games, one on the Xbox One X and one on the Xbox Series X. Brian, what was your acquisition method of these two games?
Yeah, it wasn't as simple as you would hope. I believe you've talked about it on Pete Dodd's podcast and how There's not a great separation between what's a PS4 version of a game and what's a PS5 version of a game, and same on the Xbox side, and finding which one the right one to download is. And so we already had one installed, and then it was a matter of finding the certain specific Xbox One X version of Madden for me and the specific PlayStation 5 version of FIFA. And on the PlayStation, I had to delete FIFA 21 from my PS5 before. Well, yeah, so I deleted it, that is, and then started to reinstall it. And at that point, it gave me the option of which one to install, or right. I suppose I could have done both. Right. I didn't find a way to just upgrade it or download the PS5 specific one without deleting the PS4 one first.
Yes.
And then on the Xbox side, the only way I could find the Xbox Series X one was through the Xbox app and downloaded it that way. And then that worked eventually when Madden did get released. It didn't come out quite as early as FIFA. But yeah, I mean, I got them set up and running. And then the other thing just, affected me and a few others, and is that anyone who got sent a code by EA, so that was for review code or in the case of all those giveaways that EA did on social media, didn't work to give you the Xbox Series X version, actually. So even though you had the previous one, it wasn't letting you play the new one. And so my first play experience with Madden Next Gen was as an EA Access trial until the next day EA sent out a new code.
Gotcha.
But I feel for the people who probably assumed that they had the new next-gen version of the game because they won the giveaway from EA a couple months ago. And it turns out, I guess, that they don't get it, which is unfortunate.
Well, I'm sure they can take care of that.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to find a way to resolve that.
Absolutely.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I will say this, and this is not just the case with Madden and FIFA, but I felt it acutely with Madden and FIFA. I've also felt this on the and it's not a Microsoft or a Sony specific thing. It's uniform to both. In that, if you have two versions of a game, you don't know which version you're playing, or which version you're trying to get into. Like on the Series X and the on the Series X, Madden and FIFA. The only way that I've seen where you see the indicator is if you go deeper into the menus to where you see your entire catalog, and they're side by side, there's like an X/S indicator on the next gen one, but there's none of that at the main the main area. So I've got, you know, in a situation where, like me, I'm in a Madden Online League, right? So I'm still playing the regular or the current, you know, the Xbox One X version of Madden. Now I'm playing it on my Xbox Series X, which is very convenient. I will also add being able to just, you know, hop onto my Xbox Series X and it's all there, right? Like my current, previous gen version can just get on and play it. But regardless, like, I can't tell which version of the game I'm going into, and it's very frustrating. There should be a giant patch or a giant badge that says Xbox Series X, or like just a giant X/S like there is deeper in the menu. It's just very difficult. And same thing on the PlayStation 5 with the different versions of games, you know, where I downloaded multiple versions of Miles Morales and multiple versions of Spider-Man and all sorts of stuff because of the same stuff, which I'm sure will get updated relatively soon, because, you know, I would imagine those are the kind of things that, you know, they'll be addressed sooner rather than later. So like 6 months from now, we won't remember this. But anyway, yes, it's very difficult to tell which version of the game you're playing, which is frustrating. Now, I did delete Xbox One X FIFA, which I had also been playing off my Series X, but I still have both Maddens because I'm going to keep on playing in my Xbox One X. It's the fourth string league, right? It continues on to this day, you know, 413 years after its initial season. Anyway, it's hard. I don't know which game I'm going into. It's very difficult to tell. Now, the menu, the icons on the Series X are different. The Madden, the next gen one has like more color, and it's got like purple, a lot more purple and white, and the other one is mostly black, at least from the icon perspective, you know, the background and stuff. So like, but again, you have to remember, oh wait, okay, so the one with the white and purple background is the Series X, like, the, you know. Anyway, I'm rambling, but it's very difficult, and it sounds like I'm complaining about something that's not a big deal, and it's not that big of a deal, but it is annoying, and it should be hopefully fixed soon, which would be nice.
Yeah. I also had a couple people who were, because there is technically, and I didn't think this was the case until the last minute, but there is technically, you have an option of buying just the next gen version for $70. Now, it's $70 because they're packing in a whole bunch of Ultimate Team bonuses, because there's no way they could justify $70 when everybody else is buying the last gen version just to get the new one for, you know, quote unquote free, or if you, at least if you had value out of it before, or, you know, $27-$28 that it was selling for over Black Friday. There is a $70 version you can buy, and that one is like called Next Edition or Next, you know, Next something, NXT. And so people were trying to download that, and it was trying to charge them $70 when they thought they had the right to, you know, get the game for free. So, just a little bit of confusion. This all, you know, like you said, in a matter of time, no one will even really remember any of this, but, yeah, it's not the smoothest, launch point for the consoles or the games with all the different versions out there.
Indeed. So getting into the games, let's start with Madden. How about it? So you're playing it on the PS5. I'm playing it on the PS4. Oh, no.
Wait, that's wrong for both. Did you just say you're playing on the PS4?
No, sorry. I think I said you're playing on the PS5 and I'm playing on the Xbox Series X is what I meant to say. I don't know what I did say.
I'm not. Madden I have on the Series X.
Okay. So we're both playing it on the Series X.
Yes.
I'm sure you have a bunch of points to say. I have a few things to say. So I'll start with this. I used to kind of chuckle at you with your obsession with load times, right? I did. And I said out loud on this show, Brian, I'm chuckling at your load time obsession.
Mm.
However, there is no doubt that the difference in load times on the Series X for Madden and for FIFA from when you start the game to when you are in the game playing is nothing short of astonishing.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how fast you can get from when you just say, all right, I'm going to start this game. You're going to be on the field kicking off in either FIFA or Madden in less than 30 seconds. And I'm talking from very, very boot up until when you're on the field. If you want to be, I'm saying, right? Like, you know, at least the, you know, how I do it. And it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And again, from like, from when the screen, like when you see, you know, the two teams and you, you know, you put your controller to the right and you change your uniform from that screen, from when you're on the field is like 6 or 7 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like 30, 60, 90 seconds on the Xbox One X and the PS4, right? Like, it's astonishing the leap. Like, it's almost jarring how fast, because we've been trained for 20 years, right? Well, at least in the, you know, in the modern era, in the, you know, the post-cart era for top, you know, the AAA sports games, we've been trained for lots of loading between screens. And all of a sudden, that's all gone. And it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, waiting, when you're just waiting, time feels a lot longer than it is. So you can tell someone, you know, I could have said, Rich, you know, you're going to load into a game in 15 seconds instead of a minute 20. You say, well, you know, it's a minute. Who cares, right? But when you're sitting there and it impacts you in a different way. I mean, there were when I'm testing certain things or when running through a bunch of different games, or if you're an ultimate team player who's going in and out of challenges, those type of things, it really adds up. And you know, there would be times where I'd want to create a simulation or something, and I'd go in and I'd realize I didn't put one of the settings correct heading in, so I'd have to exit out and do it again. And it's just frustrating. And now you can just jump in and out, and it's remarkable what that does for you, and it's really changes the way you approach the games, and you're playing instead of just waiting, and it makes a big, really a tremendous difference. And we saw that with NBA 2K also, which was NBA 2K is the one that really the worst in that area. And now it's some of those frustrations, or at least a lot of it has been alleviated because of the load time.
Well,
so
in-game navigation mm-hmm. remains challenging for me in places. Mm-hmm. But getting to the game in NBA 2K on next gen is, again, just so, you know, I would have been happy and fine if it had been cut in half. It's been chopped like 90%.
Yeah.
You don't see this kind of thing very often. And again, like, it sounds, I think, to a lot of people, silly, like, well, the load times are a lot faster. But really, when you just, you know, when you're like us, Brian, and you play this stuff, that it matters. And it's great. It's just great. Like, it's not just about getting into the game. Like you said, it's also about, you know, moving around and doing things, or, you know, in other kind of games where you die, you know, you could then you come back and respawn much more quickly, all sorts of different ways. Yeah. It's just great. It's fabulous.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that is, that's kind of what we anticipated, right, going into this generation, and what we thought we'd see out of launch, which was the games weren't going to be, as far as sports games go, they weren't going to be tremendously different. It wasn't really going to be the generational transition that we've seen in the past, where the games are basically starting from scratch or largely rebuilding features, rebuilding code. But instead, we were going to get technical leaps in areas like load times, and again, it wasn't the most thrilling thing to think about even back then. You know,
right.
Well, you know, the thing I'm looking most forward to is the elimination of load times.
Right.
And be like, well, geez, is that worth $500 for a new console? And I would argue that it's the most next gen thing that we're experiencing right now. And it is worth it for me, at least. And I think a lot of people feel that way.
So let's talk about the game. I'm sure we're playing some things that are similar and some things that are different. I'm only playing franchise. I'm still going to have to be playing. Well, I don't have to, but I'm staying in my online franchise on the Xbox One X with 4-string. But I hope that they start a new one on the next gen. So all I played about a half a dozen franchise games with the Eagles. That's what I've done. So, mm-hmm. you know, I haven't played Ultimate Team. I'm not going to, that's not my thing. Nothing against it. Just, it's not my thing. I just like to play franchise. Now, after playing a year or two, you know, I might, you know, sort of venture out, or if I get an online league going, that'll probably be where I would spend my, you know, weekly Madden time. But, you know, I play Madden. Like, I should even preface that. Like I've said, I'm in the online league, but, like, it's a current thing. So, like, of all of the games that are coming out, Madden, you know, previous gen, like, I'm just sliding right into the next one. So I played some franchise games. Brian, what have you played in it before we sort of get what we think about it? What modes have you tried?
Yeah, mostly just Play Now. And I started a franchise and played a couple games in that. But it's, you know, these in the case of both Madden and FIFA, the feature sets have not changed. So franchise mode is what franchise mode was. Face of the franchise, it's the same thing. Ultimate team, same thing. And you knew this going in because they were transferring progress.
Right.
So that's not a surprise, and that's not necessarily a knock on it, especially since most people didn't have to pay anywhere near full price for this.
If you did, you were not paying the least bit of attention.
No.
Now, that's, you know, granted, there are people out there, hello, I'm raising my hand, who pay the least bit of attention to a lot of things. But luckily, I have you, Brian, and, you know, I have Pete, and I, a couple other people that, you know, when I need to know information about, like, you know, a TV to buy or a computer to buy or stuff like that, you guys just are like, bing, 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 here's what you get. And every single time, You do me right, just like you did with the TV hanging on my wall right now that my Series X and my PlayStation 5 are plugged into. You're that good.
So we went into it knowing that the only differences really were going to be, well, load times, like we talked about, visuals, and we weren't expecting a huge leap there, but we're, you know, an improvement there, and really the biggest influence of the new systems, at least as far as development time goes, seems to have been on gameplay. And I think it's something that you really have to feel. I mean, there was a lot of questions, Rich. I know you're not on social media, but there was a lot of chatter leading up to release about how there were no gameplay videos put out by EA.
I'm fine with that.
So, okay. I know you have a different way you approach that, but
I like
for a lot of people,
I prefer immediacy. I'd rather, like, okay, sure, we're a week away, or we're 5 days away, or we're 3 days away, and, you know, we have the latest builds and we've got the newest stuff, and, like, we know that we're there. Like, I prefer immediacy in things like this, especially nowadays as things move so much more quickly. But that's me. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, that's just my, so
and I get
my
it
perspective. I was cool with that whole thing.
So I get it. I think when it becomes alarming is when it's not the MO of the company. Like, you know, if generally with EA, you know, 2K, we're used to that, right? With EA, generally, if they're confident in something, they are pretty loud about it, and they're going to promote it heavily. And that didn't happen here. And I think I came to the realization once I played it, and that's because you don't see it in the gameplay videos. You don't see much in the gameplay, but you do feel it. There is a difference between the two, between last gen and this gen. And it's been pretty divisive, Rich, since you're not following what's going on online,
don't
Twitter.
Let me tell you what I think before you tell me what that all is.
Yeah, and I don't want to influence that.
I really don't tap into all of that these days, so I really don't know what's going on. And I like it that way. And I was actually going to tell you, Brian, before I start talking about the game, you know, and I didn't do this for any other reason other than it just happened, right? But I did not. I did not watch any of the marketing. You know, even in the short time, right, between when it came out, right? I think I might watch the next gen trailer, so I take that back. But, like, I watched it once. You know, I'd like to be surprised.
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to be surprised. So, but I also haven't read any coverage, if there has been, or read any reviews or anything like that. Again, and or, you know, watched anyone play it on Twitch or YouTube. Not because, you know, I just wanted to just play the game myself, and sort of form some initial opinions without really hearing what other people have to say. So I purposely done that tonight too. Now, again, I've only played, you know, half a dozen games of franchise, but I'm playing on all pro level and I'm playing on simulation, right? So I'm playing what to me should be the legit Madden game.
Rich, if you played that many games, I think it took me a half of a game to kind of establish my opinion on it. And I think it's kind of held through everything else. I think you've got a good sample there, six games, to be pretty confident with your feelings on it.
So when it comes to gameplay, right, on the field, playing on offense, which is most of what I play, except in the online games, I play offense and defense. I'll just be straight up. I love it. I love it. I love the momentum running the ball forward. Brian, you know I love to run the ball, right? That's my favorite thing to do.
I remember your off tackle that you, in our league.
Right? Yeah. And I pass as well, right? I'm not like a caveman, but it's my favorite thing to do is to run the ball and get 4 or 5 yards and set up a second and five, right? And then run again and get 4 to 5 to 6 yards, right? And just, it's my favorite thing to do. And I love the running of the ball. And again, I've been playing previous gen Madden up until yesterday, and it's noticeable. It's hard for me to put my finger on exactly what it is, but it feels like the space is a little bit bigger. But the momentum and the ability to move left and right, and I don't usually hold the turbo down for a while. You know, I used to just lean on like everybody right from the get-go, but now I really don't use it, you know, at least till deep in the run when I am trying to escape tacklers. The ability to move left to right is definitely better. Much better, and to me, again, noticeable. I'm just able to run the ball better, and I've got good offensive linemen, so I should be able to run the ball better. And I feel like, you know, the thing with me, my favorite thing in football, and the thing that one of the traits that I loved about the Eagles when they won the Super Bowl a few years ago, and again, I know I've talked about this, but time of possession. Like, time of possession to me is just, I'm always chasing that. I'm always hoping the Eagles dominate in time of possession in real life, and I'm always looking to dominate in time of possession when I play Madden. I don't know that, I've never felt like in Madden gives me the advantage that it does in real life, which is if you have a lead and it's the fourth quarter and you've held the ball for, you know, 50 more minutes than your opponent, they're just physically going to be worn down, and that's how you win the game. And that always proves to be right when you do that, right? You know, but I feel even like, because again, I run the ball, I manage the clock. I feel like in the, and I've been able to run the ball really successfully, and I feel like I've been running the ball even more successfully in the fourth quarter because I've won most of the games. I lost a couple, but I've won most of the games. So anyway, I really, really like running the ball. The spaces that sort of open up and that I'm able to hit, and even when I'm not able to hit them, I see them. And if I don't hit them, it's my fault, right? Because I just have some bad habits from the previous gen man, because the running is very different between the two. I love the running. Does this crazy talk, or like, is this a thing that other people are saying? I'm interested.
Okay. So how much success are you having overall? More?
Yes.
Okay.
On all pro simulation, yes. Right? Like I'm better so far at that level in this game than I am in the previous right. gen game.
Okay. So I'm in total agreement with you there. One of the things I tweeted within the last day or two is that all pro seems like pro to me. It seems easy. And I don't know if that's because there's been a change to the way the difficulty is kind of balanced, or if this game, this Madden Next Gen rewards simulation play. Like, it rewards playing like a football
the ball,
coach.
Time or, yeah, possession. Yes. The way that I love to play the game.
Yes. So I don't know yet whether it's just easier or whether it's rewarding us, Rich,
right.
because all pro feels easy to me on offense. It really does. It feels like if I had set it to pro, had told me, what are you playing on? I right. would have said, this is pro.
I agree with you completely. And either we're better or it's easier. It's one or the other, right?
right.
Cause I'm no professional Madden player, but I'm actually not terrible. I'm not. And the reason I'm not terrible is because the four string league, I don't win the divisions or make the playoffs, but I went 7-9 last year in fourth string, right? Playing against mostly, it's like a 30 person league, right? So it's mostly a human being. So, you know, I feel pretty good about that. Again, I'm no expert, but I'm also not like, you know, just bad like I am at most other games, right? I'm just not very good at most other games, and that's okay. I don't even, you know, it. But so yeah, it's either it's easier or we're better, and I'm leaning towards it's easier. Just you know.
So you're just simulating defense.
Most of the time, because yeah. I don't like playing defense. Okay. You know, but when I play in the online games, it's fine. It's like, but against right. the CPU, in particular don't like to play defense.
So I'll tell you, as far as yes, I think the game is more suited to simulation style play, and that's in part. This is the divisive thing I was going to get at, Rich. It's that it's very clear, and I've seen Clint Oldenburg on Twitter respond about this. So they're very aware, and it's a deliberate thing that the game has been slowed down a bit. The game speed, which I think you probably would notice.
Absolutely. It's right. slower, and it's really smooth.
It is.
Really smooth.
So the slower game speed, and there's a bit more weight to the players. I think you have to be a little more deliberate with your movement. Which, again, for people who I think are playing simulation and are a little more patient, which is us, maybe it's because we're older, that we have that patience and we're going to wait for a hole to open, or you're going to...
Well, you know, I mentioned, I don't hit the turbo yeah. as soon as I get the ball right. anymore, right?
There you
I
go.
Don't, you know,
it's a great example.
It's hard and then, to not do it, but I don't do it anymore. Yeah. And it's the right way to do it, I think.
Turbo or just juking all over the place or spinning all over the place, which people... Look, the Madden past last gen, it leaned arcade in a lot of ways in player movement. And so that's where we're having, Rich, I've seen as many tweets about how Madden gameplay is so much better as I've seen Madden gameplay is so much worse. And I think it comes, it really does, I think, come down to the way people want to play it or what they expect out of this. And so I think the competitive crowd don't like it. But the simulation crowd appreciates it a little more. That's just my read on it at this point.
Well, let me tell you a few other things that I've noticed, right? So another thing, and again, I play the game regularly, not constantly, but regularly for the entire previous generation, at least, right? A drag route, you know, which is a pretty effective route to run, right? If you want to get a guy open, a drag route is a good way to, you know, not always, right? But, you know, it's a good way to get a guy open. You know, conversely, you know, it's not a deep route, right? It's 3, 4, 5 yards ahead, right? So, but when I would throw the ball on a drag route in the previous generation, after the catch was made, and I would not touch my controller, okay? After the catch was made, there was a pause, and the player would sort of not know exactly what to do, but he wouldn't be going forward, and ultimately he would take a step backwards, and it was just, you know, or he was so close to the sideline that he just goes right out of bounds and doesn't turn up the sideline to get the extra yards. The drag routes that I've been running are a revelation compared to the previous generation, in that when I hit a guy in a drag route, he does not have that. Like, for the first time that I can ever remember in my life, he catches the ball in stride, and his momentum not only is carrying him properly to the sideline, he's almost even leaning a little forward, and I'm able to make that turn and get the extra 4 to 8 to 12 yards that I have never been able to get before. That is legitimately happening for me, and I am over the moon happy about that. I don't know if that's a product of exactly the same thing that I'm experiencing in the running game, or if it's a slowing down, but it feels like wait a moment, like all the things that you said. Because again, the drag routes, it's a very specific thing, but I'm having success with it that I've literally never had because of the way the game is playing, not because I'm doing anything differently. I still don't touch the controller when the guy catches it, right? And so I'm exhibiting the same behavior, but the game is performing much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think some of that could be attributed to they made a big deal out of the next gen stats aspect of this, which is supposed to drive the way players perform and differentiate them on the field more to their real life selves. And so it could be intelligence related. I've also found it could also be you're leading them, Rich, because the passing in this is there are certain passes I've made where I put a touch on the ball or directed it back shoulder or you know, in a number of different ways that you could not really drop those passes in the past.
Right. Well, let me tell you something too. Keep going, but I got to tell you a similar kind of a very specific moment that I went, whoa.
Oh, go ahead. I mean, that's basically what I'm getting at, is that I'm not sure what to credit that with, but I think there's a number of factors here that could be in play.
So again, a moment where I saw something significantly different than I've seen before, that also was also, I thought, really impressively realistic. So I was at probably midfield. And I threw a pass, sort of a seam pass to Zach Ertz, right? I'm playing the Eagles, about 15 yards. And he was well covered, but he had a step on the linebacker who was covering him. He turned around as the ball got closer to him, and he caught the ball, turned around with his back facing the end zone, caught it, and then took a couple of steps, you know, in the correct direction, and then slowly was able to turn around and then get another 4 or 5 yards until he was tackled. And it all looked and felt completely real. I've never seen anything like that in Madden. And I stopped and I watched again. Like, I was like, wait, did I really see that? Or was that just like an animation? But that was a moment where I was like, whoa, that's something really interesting. Really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I think about this, I mean, we're talking about a lot of positive stuff right now. I really think there are moments, there's about 10% of my time playing where certain things happen that are clear improvements or things I haven't seen before. And there's about 90% where it's the same old stuff, right? And a lot of that creeps in. And right now it's easy to focus on those moments. I posted a GIF of one where I had with Rashad Penny, and he juked two guys out, and they went pretty much right by him. As they're going by him, they're still attempting to tackle him. He pushes one guy down, plants his feet, and then cuts towards the sideline. You know, this was user controlled, and I'm not I'm not the most skillful user runner. I'm not using special moves most of the time. I think you're the same way, but I was just really impressed with how that worked, how that looked. And then, you know, in the next play or whatever, I was like, oh, well, you know, here's something that I've seen before where, you know, it's not exactly what I would hope for out of this game. So it's,
I'll give you really, one more example, right? And we can talk about other aspects of it too. But another example, this has happened on two different occasions in the last three games. I have thrown multiple play action pass touchdowns of significant yardage. And again, I forever, you know, and they've supposedly fixed it. I don't know if this is a long-term thing, but these are just a couple specific examples. You know, forever, play action in Madden has been, you know, if not completely not usable, mostly not usable. And to the point where I never use it, and I still don't use it in the previous Gen 1, but I've tried it a couple times. Well, I've tried it more than a couple times. I've had by far the most success with play action passing, including, again, a couple of play action passes. And again, why should play action work for me? Well, in the situation where I've been running the ball very successfully, mm-hmm. for a couple of, you know, for the half or something, and it's the, you know, it's late in the second half or it's early in the third quarter, and it's, you know, second and four, and I call a play action pass and then throw a deep bomb to DeSean Jackson, that should work sometimes. And it has a couple of different times,
mm-hmm.
which has been great. And again, I think it's because, and I could be delusional, but I think it's because of the way that I'm playing the game. You know, you should be able to successfully execute a play action pass when you have been successful running the ball. You should be able to catch, you should be able to throw a deep ball to a super speedy receiver if you have enough time to play, to pass, and the receiver has a couple of steps on the corner, which he should at least because of the play action. So yeah. Anyway.
Right. And believe me, I do that with DK Metcalf. So,
I'm sure you do.
another subtle moment for me was I was playing a play now game against the Browns. I think I was playing as the Titans. And Myles Garrett was just destroying me. And so on a certain play, I wanted to throw, medium to deep. And I knew he was going to be coming. I probably wasn't going to have enough time. I hot routed my running back into block. I moved him from one side of my quarterback to the other, snapped it, and my running back picked him up and doubled him. Along with the left tackle, pretty much they stoned him on that play. It gave me just enough time to make the pass that I needed to make. And I watched it in replay. I'm like, that looks really good, the way the running back came in and assisted on that block, and together they worked Myles Garrett and kept him off me for an extra half a second. So there are things like that. Maybe he would have picked up the block there in the pass man, maybe not, but it probably wouldn't have looked as good as it did. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot that I'm liking here, but again, I'm picking up moments when the majority, I still have issues with a lot. I think it's just in general, the slower game speed, the more weight to the players, the more deliberate movement. I know that's an argument being made, especially for people on defense who are having trouble user controlling the way they used to with a linebacker or with a safety. And so that's, we'll see what happens with that. But it's been pleasant for me. There are issues. Definitely.
That is an excellent sentiment. It has been pleasant. You're right.
Yeah. It's better. Look, like, just summing it up, it's better than I expected it to be. But it's still, drugged down by a lot of its kind of legacy issues.
Well, you say that, but like, what do you mean? What I mean, again, I think it all depends on what you're looking for, right?
I think part of that is the pass coverage is the players aren't very aggressive. They're not very aware. They're a little immobilized almost in zones. They don't react very fast. And so there's stuff like that I think they're going to end up tweaking.
I throw a lot of interceptions, so I don't know what you're talking about, man. I throw interceptions.
Who's your quarterback, Rich? Who's your quarterback?
My quarterback is Carson Wentz. My Carson Wentz is having a much better year than the real Carson Wentz.
I was just saying, simulation right there. It's funny because I the first game I played was Seahawks, and I started off, why is this so easy? I was like 16 for 16 with Russell Wilson, and it was like the very first game I played. I'm like, there's something, what's going on here? And then I played another game, I think it was the Titans game with Tannehill, and I started missing on a few, and then I started having to deal with Myles Garrett. And it's just, the circumstances were different. But it's, I haven't thrown a lot of interceptions, but, we'll see. I'm pretty good at avoiding mistakes. I take my shots, but I take smart shots with like Metcalf and everything. But I'm not thrown into a double coverage or into zones very often.
I'm not James Winston Mac there, but what I'm saying is I just, I throw sometimes what I think is the right pass to throw and it still gets intercepted. I'm really more talking about current gen, because in the previous gen, when I'm playing the online leagues, I still have issues finding the right reads. But like, there have been a few times where I've been intercepted in the next gen where I was like, oh, I thought that was, the right pass to make. Like, that guy wasn't as close as he wound up getting to where he either picked it off or, knocked it away or something like that. So, that's a me thing, but that's why I'm not good at it. It's not like I was good at avoiding interceptions in previous gen. It's why I lose games, because I always have more turnovers than I should. And that's because I throw a lot of interceptions. Also, unfortunately, and this is not on me, I have, not in next gen, but in previous gen, or current gen, whatever, Xbox One X, I have a lot of fumbles. Miles Sanders is a fumbler in Madden on at least the Xbox One X version. You know, a couple times in crucial spots for me. Not that I'm upset about him fumbling when I was down by three and there was like 34 seconds left in the game and I had the ball at the 4-yard line of the opponents and he fumbled it. And I'm not gonna hold a grudge against virtual Miles Sanders for that at all. Nope.
So what did you think of, depends on how much you paid attention to it, but the presentation differences.
As far as
like the pregame and the replays.
Well, I've seen a few things that I thought to myself, I think that's new. Like, I think the next gen stats instant replays are new. And I think that they're new and I know that they're really cool. Like they're cool. You know, they're not. It's just interesting. Like it's presented in a visually pleasing way and the data is interesting. So I give, you know, full kudos for that. I don't know that there's, you know, if you tell me what it is, I'll probably say, oh yeah, that's right. Like I've seen, I think, you know, some longer views on the bench shirt and, you know, little sort of different perspectives of things like that. Nothing major, but that's fine.
Fewer, certainly for so many years, we had this weird, it's like EA had this weird fascination with, showing the head coach over and over on the sideline. That's been reduced. Yes, we have some of the sideline like huddles and dealing with different coaches and stuff like that. You probably noticed crowd shots, like where it cuts to the crowd, or maybe you didn't.
Actually, now that you mention it, yes, there have been some more distinct reactions. Crowd shots, and you hear them too. Like there have been, you know, where they're wearing t-shirts and yeah, it's a different mix of people and they're all wearing, you know, different stuff. You're right. Yeah.
So it's some nice stuff. I think the very first thing I was immediately put off, the very first thing, that happens, like this has been an issue for me is when you like, when Madden, we brought back the Pro Bowl and then it was the first thing it had you play when it was installing or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they didn't like use the actual Pro Bowl rules or anything. And so I'm like, this is dumb. This dumb way to introduce you to the game. So, you know, like the very first thing you see is the pregame video package, right? And they load you into a Packers Falcons game. Okay. Pregame video package.
Didn't they load me into a Ravens Steelers game?
Okay. Yes. So you got that cause it was fully installed. When the game is like 30% installed or whatever, it lets you play. But either way, it's the same thing for both of the games is that the pregame video package, shows you highlights from the game that has yet to be played. Right. And this is not just a Madden thing. This is the NBA 2K does this also.
Yes, they do.
And so I'm not like criticizing Madden specifically for this, but it's just odd. It's always been odd to me. Like and NCAA football too. When I go back and do simulations and stuff, they're showing you highlights from the game that has yet to be kicked off. And so I'm like, they should come up with something. There, come on, something more interesting. Have you noticed? And then post game, the same jog off the field with the stats behind it. Like, come on, that's the kind of stuff that makes me like. I know you don't care, but that's the kind of stuff that you look at and you're like, okay, so this isn't a new game. It's not a new game.
Nothing about the game says it's new until you start playing and. You got to play it a little bit to sort of understand it, right? Like the menus, the modes, the presentation, carbon copy.
Have you noticed sideline interactions? Have you looked at that at all? Have you seen any?
I wasn't really paying a whole lot of attention, right? But again, like, you know, as we were talking about, it's like, you know, I do remember sort of thinking, oh, I think that's new or that's different. But, you know, again, yeah. I haven't been paying a ton of attention.
Yeah, so like, you know, one the very first game I played, I threw a...
Wait,
threw
sorry, before I forget, the coach doesn't throw his clipboard to the ground at the end of every loss anymore, right? Do I have that right?
I don't know. Gets really I don't know. I didn't pay attention if that's the case.
No, in the previous gen, whichever coach loses always throws his clipboard to the ground, like nine times out of 10 losses.
Yeah, I need to run it through and see the Super Bowl presentation, see if it's the same exact thing. Because I've done so many Super Bowl simulations where it's the same walk to the middle of the field for the losing coach.
And there's no reason for it not to be, right? For the very first launch, you know, within 2 weeks of the system. I think, you know, and we're probably jumping ahead to the end, but I've also been talking for a long time here. I think this is fantastic. I think it's a terrific foundation for the next generation. Like, if you start off on a foot of, you know, the gameplay is really smooth and the, you know, on-field experience is strong, then you're in a good shape. Now, again, you know, it sounds like some people may not feel like the on-field game experience is as strong as I do, but I'm just really now encouraged about what this is going to look like for the next few years, too.
And I agree, actually. I think... You know, like if I'm not reviewing this one as far as like writing a review and scoring it, I think it's really difficult to do depending on how you're going to compare it to the last gen or if you're just going to look at it on its own or whatever. And it's got the same modes, the franchise, which they haven't been able to do much with yet in post-release patches and the same just, I mean, horrendous story mode, just like all completely without any positive element to it. But the gameplay has taken, I think, a step in the right direction. And I hesitate to say that because we talk about that every year, whether they're going the right way or not. And it just becomes this incremental thing where, well, they improved it a little bit, so let's be happy with it.
Well, but you like could also say, if you go back and listen to the first couple of podcasts about Madden at the start of the next generation, we're probably saying a lot of the same things, right? Boy, mm-hmm. It looks the same, but the more you play it, the more you sort of you feel improvements, right? Not just changes, but improvements in the gameplay. Because I know that we said that because we've remarked upon that many, many, many times. So a lot of similarities there, which, again, depending upon your perspective, could be something good or could be something different, right?
Yeah. It to me, it's like if Madden on the last gen was a 5 out of 10, which is what I kind of labeled it, then this is like a 6.5, right? It's getting... It's there's more to it. I look at it more as far instead of, well, this is better and this is better and this is not. Did they have they shown us with some of these changes with like the slower gameplay and everything? Have they shown us that philosophically they're going to go that direction with Madden, a more realistic direction? Is that what we're seeing here or is it an anomaly?
Well, what are they saying? Are they talking about that?
Yeah, Clint has kind of suggested that based on some of the replies he's gotten or he's given on that subject. He's mm-hmm. that, you know, give it time type of thing that, you know, he felt the same way about it at first and adjusted and appreciates it more like this. And I don't know. I just don't know if that's like him and the gameplay team there, if they were able to kind of take it in more in that direction now and in the future, or if, you know, if it's just a one-time thing, are they going to patch it because there are some people, a competitive crowd, all that, or that may feel differently than we do? There's a lot to be learned. I don't think they're doing anything with it yet. They said we're not going to make any major changes until, you know, we, how many people are playing this at this point, Rich? Like, how many people have the next gen systems?
Not as many as want them. We know that.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what kind how they're going to consider feedback at this point. Is it only hardcore people who have the systems right now? Is it, or is that, or is, you know, like, I don't know. But I think it's a positive thing what we're seeing at the moment. And that's all we can really go off right now. And I'm not saying it's amazing or anything. I'm just saying it seems like it moved more in a direction, in a positive direction than I was anticipating.
Well, there you go.
And that's me being optimistic, I guess.
Right.
Well, not necessarily my forte, but yes, that's how I'm feeling at the moment.
Right. Well, again, this is early, right? We have more to play. I've only played franchise. You've played, you know, play now in franchise. You know, for example, I was, I was chatting it up a little bit, you know, with Pete, and Pete's like, not feels exactly the same way to me in Ultimate Team, at least. So, you know. Different. It depends on what you want. And for what I want, which is I want to play in an online league with my friends and dabble, you know, and have a little bit of fun in, you know, and just playing for a year or two and trying to win a Super Bowl with the Eagles, right? Like, that's what I want out of it. And from that perspective, I'm delighted, right?
Ultimate Team is a different beast because you're playing with every player on the field is like Pro Bowl caliber. So I don't know because I have no interest in playing Ultimate Team anymore, so I don't know. Maybe what we're talking about, it feels slower and a more deliberate movement and the intelligence and like the differentiation in speed and things of that nature, maybe that's lessened in Ultimate Team compared to franchise or, you know, regular play now games or online or whatever, where you don't have teams stacked with amazing players at every position.
So I think that's all that I had to say about Madden. Anything else you wanted to say about it before we move on to a little FIFA talk?
Just quickly, graphically, does it meet your expectations? Do you think it looks like as good as NBA 2K does?
Well, I mean, I will tell you, I'm playing it and I'm thinking this looks really good. And when I say good, I just mean like it's bright, it's crisp. And, you know, Carson Wentz looks like Carson Wentz. And when I say looks like, sure. I mean the like faces. When he's running and throwing, right? Yeah. Like, you know, Zach Ertz looks like Zach Ertz. You know, it's just, it's like visually, I couldn't tell you this like slightest difference in, you know, there's not a stark visual difference. Again, because the menus are the same and the modes are the same and so much is the same from the game that I'm also playing in real time, it's not, you know, it you don't feel it there, I guess, right? So,
right. It's not, it hasn't blown me away. But if you do, I'm zooming in for screenshots and stuff.
Right.
I'm loving that. The
right.
Player
but I mean, that's the thing. Like, I think it is, again, when like they're running the next gen stats slow motion and they're showing you three or four different angles and they have the circles running around the guys. Like, as I'm watching that, I'm going, this is really impressive. Like, this looks really good. Like, not only is it interesting, but it's just sharp and crisp and clear. And again, I've got the Series X through that really nice TV that you recommended to me. And, you know, but I couldn't tell you whether I'm running it in performance mode or fidelity mode. I just turn on the machine and I start the game and I play. But it looks really good. But again, yeah. I couldn't tell you any technical jargon about it. But there have been a few times where I've just thought, wow, this looks really nice. But again, it doesn't look wildly different from the previous gen, which looked really good on my Xbox One X.
Yeah. I was a little disappointed with the weather, which was supposed to be a big element of this. And like the snow didn't look very good to me and didn't impact the game very much. And you also only have the option to choose light snow. Why not let's play a heavy snow game? Come on.
Well, maybe it's really hard, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I guess.
I don't know. I would think that. You know.
The lighting is good. The visuals are good. there.
And I played pretty much all of my games have been, I think I played, you know, I've played day and night games, but I haven't played any weather games whatsoever. Not there. There hasn't been any that I've noticed at all.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it looks good. It's just, it's
I'm happy. Not as I paid $30 and I got two games and they're both pretty darn good. And I've gotten more than my share of value at them. Again, it comes down to what you're looking to get out of it. That's
and
what
also,
it really comes down to.
Yeah. And hey, if you don't own the game and you're not that interested in it, if you on Xbox, if you have Xbox Game Pass, you can play 10 hours of Madden Next Gen for free with the trial. Since EA
you can
Play
probably
is,
get through a season if you want to pretty easily.
Yeah, EA Play is part of Game Pass now. I mean, that, we talk about Game Pass, the incredible value. Now EA Play is part of it.
Yep, which is why, by the way, I'm playing it on a Series X because I don't have EA Play on the PlayStation because I had EA Play on previous gen Microsoft. So that's the main.
It's kind of a good transition point, Rich, because I'm questioning. Xbox was going to be kind of my sports game console and my Game Pass console.
Okay.
I'm questioning whether I should move my sports game playing over to the PlayStation.
Well, the controller is amazing.
That's the biggest factor. That's the biggest factor. Look, PlayStation loads a little faster too. We're only talking a couple seconds since it's been minimized so much. So that is really inconsequential, but it's, you know, I tracked it because I just wanted to know. But yeah, the controller, because I'm playing FIFA on the PlayStation 5, and I feel like I'm missing out on something with Madden by not having that controller and having the haptic feedback and just kind of the comfort of the controller, too.
Yeah, well, the aforementioned Pete Dodd has explicitly made fun of me. He's like, how could you be playing it on that, you know, without the controller? Like, you're it's just crazy.
I don't think we expected. I don't know if maybe some people did, but I didn't expect the controller. I think I would say I preferred the Xbox controller last gen. I did not think I would switch my loyalty on controllers for whatever that's worth with what was coming right now. And I'm really impressed by the controller and the way it's rumbling when certain things happen in FIFA. And it kind of brings me into the moment a little more. The Xbox controller just feels like a controller. It just feels like a basic, you know, we've talked about the Xbox feeling like it's just a faster Xbox One X, which we already had. And that's kind of how it feels. And PlayStation, because of the controller in large part, feels more of a next gen thing.
So, yeah, you know, what's interesting, Brian, is that when you purchase the games on the Xbox platform, it actually does not bar you from buying them on the PlayStation as well. I've thought about thinking about picking them up or one of them up on the PlayStation 5.
Your PlayStation, is it the disc version?
It is.
Okay. Yeah, I have the digital, so like the deals and stuff are a little harder to come by, but
yeah. But yeah, I'm playing it on the Series X, usually with my Elite controller, which I have, which until the PS5 controller came out was my favorite controller. But of course, again, the PS5 controller is just otherworldly compared to everything else. And I'll say pretty similar things about FIFA that I said about Madden. Now, I have been playing FIFA regularly recently, you know, the previous gen, you know, right up until the new one came out. It was just, you know, it's a great treadmill game. And all I do is play franchise mode. You know, I was playing Everton and I was doing really well. And I started a new franchise because franchise doesn't carry over from previous gen to next gen, unlike Ultimate Team and some other stuff does not carry over. So I started a new franchise. You know, it's not called that. It's, you know, picking the manager mode. And I played like 5 matches with Everton. Most of them are friendlies and preseason games because I went into a tournament. So it wasn't the stiffest of competition. And again, I'm playing it on the same settings that I played on Xbox One in terms of difficulty, and I am kicking its butt. Now, I haven't started the Premier League season, so that'll really tell, right? When I start playing, instead of playing, you know, like Galatasaray or you know, some clubs that I haven't ever heard of in friendlies, when I'm playing Liverpool and, you know, Spurs and Arsenal and Leicester, like that'll be very different. So, but again, my early thoughts are, number one, I'm, you know, either it's easier or I'm better. Number two, I really like my favorite thing about it so far, again, handful of matches, is the field feels bigger and the players don't feel smaller, if that makes any sense. I just feel like there's more room for players to run. Not dramatically, but it just feels the field, it feels like a better representation of the size of the players to the size of the field. I just feel like there's more room for me to make, you know, the kind of passes and runs that I want to make. And I really like the camera angle, although it's challenging when you're trying to take shots from, you know, below the goal, right? The angles are very different, right? And the direction that you have to point your controller is different. And I haven't perfected it by any stretch. I'm still working on getting those shots right. But I really like the camera angle. It's a slightly different camera angle. Again, these are all subtle, and I'm by no means a soccer expert. So, but initial impressions with the new FIFA are, you know, from the menu system and the modes, it's a carbon copy. But boy, on the pitch, if I were to use the proper words, I really am enjoying a lot about it. A lot about it.
Yeah, and I know less about what might be going on with FIFA. But again, like Madden, it seems like there's a group of people who think this FIFA is way better, and there's a group of people who think it's way worse. and maybe there are similar things going on with the engine and FIFA that they worked with in Madden. I started up FIFA, and I think more so than Madden, visually, I saw the improvements. The players look. You play FIFA from such a zoomed out angle, you don't see a lot of it until cutscenes and everything, or replays. But man, some of the players I pulled up, just, you know, Seattle Sounders. It's not like the MLS is going to be the most heavily scrutinized and worked on players as far as likenesses go, and they looked amazing. And the game flowed really well, and the elimination, for the most part, of loading times, huge. Maybe it's, you know, in FIFA, it makes a huge difference. So I was pretty impressed with FIFA.
It's almost more stark in FIFA.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, I think so too. Although FIFA does a lot of stuff where it's loading from the server, so that's kind of slows you down, because that's got nothing to do with the hard drive. But I was, you know, the game flowed and looked really good. It was just, my first impression was FIFA looks more next gen, like more of a next gen leap than Madden. But again, I'm playing on the PlayStation, and so I don't know if there's anything different there in terms of visuals. It's probably the same. But you know what? I got EA Play. I should fire up FIFA on Xbox and see how they compare. I didn't even think to do that.
There you go. So yeah, I mean, again, I'm really enjoying it now. I think, you know, I don't know why I'm having such early success. And if it has anything to do with anything other than I'm just have been playing it regularly, and I've just sort of gotten good on the level of pro, right? It may be time for me to bump it up. I'll see if you know, I've never ever I think gotten, you know, to where I've bumped FIFA difficulty to anything above pro, because, you know, as we've talked about here, Brian, for many years, FIFA on pro was a bridge too far for me. You know, like it was a long time ago, but you may remember when I was playing FIFA and sort of keeping track of it, I think via Twitter or something, like I was barely able to avoid relegation my first season, right? I just couldn't score, right? Scoring a goal in FIFA was just too much for me. Right, so obviously time is very different, and I score a lot of goals, but you know, it's just, I'm very happy with it. Again, value, right? I paid $30 for FIFA.
Oh, yeah.
I got it for Xbox One X. I played it a ton. Treadmill game, love it. All I do is play that. I don't play Ultimate Team. I don't play anything else other than that. Same thing. And for now, I got the new one, and I really like it. I like it a lot. plenty of value. I'm playing it in one mode, one way, thoroughly loving it. Again, will this have, will I do 3 or 4 or 5 seasons in franchise in either or both, right? If an online league starts in the next gen, you know, I'll definitely lean towards that and probably tap out of the previous gen after another season or two, although our seasons are pretty quickly, so who knows. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see how long I play them. But, you know, because it just came out a few days ago. But I am, you know, with FIFA and with Madden, like you said, I'm good, right? Like, it's better than I expected. Now, I had no expectations, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I didn't have expectations. I didn't tell myself, I expect Madden to do this, that, or the other thing. You know, obviously, I had expectations that it would be, you know, kind of what it is in a lot of ways, which is, you know, a remastered version of the current gen game, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm good. I'm good with both of these things. Again, for what I paid for them and what I'm getting out of them, I'm good. I really am.
I have one more thing I want to ask you about. It's a 2020 thing, Rich. Is it awkward to you the way it is to me to see nobody wearing masks at this point?
It's just it's traumatizing is what it is. And I don't mean – I shouldn't even say that. Like it sounds like I'm being flip. I'm not.
Well,
it's
no,
just it's, because it's so prevalent in our everyday, it's weird and it's uncomfortable to not – you know, just to see people – like you spent the
full
fans,
stands.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah, it's – you know, it's just weird. It just is. So – yeah, it's awkward, right? It's just awkward.
There's no way around
it. There's no way to do it. Exactly.
It's the way – this is life right now, yeah. And you see the masks. You see everybody wearing masks on the sidelines. You see the coaches wearing masks. You see, you know, nobody in the stands or a few thousand people in the stands, but the games have basically ignored that to this point. I mean, it was one thing. Well – you know, it was one thing that when they didn't update, when the show didn't update to have no fans, and when NBA 2K didn't update to do the bubble or remove fans. I kind of feel like these games now should be like the NBA not going to have fans in the months ahead. I think they should do something about that.
I disagree.
Really?
And I'll tell you why I disagree, right? Because it's not fun in any way. It's not enjoyable. I don't think it's something that anybody really truly wants to see. I think for what it would take to do that would be a waste of time. And I think in a year and two and three, nobody's going to want to go back and play the COVID NBA 2K21, right? I'm totally fine with it. If it were up to me, I would have done exactly what they're doing and just basically for a year or two pretend like this thing didn't happen, because really we have enough reminding us that it did happen. That's
sure.
Kind of my attitude.
Yeah, I know. But I think to me it almost stands out more that it's not been addressed at all in these games. It's just weird. So it's surreal.
But everything is
yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. I totally get it.
I just didn't know if I was alone in that, where I'm like, oh, look at all these players.
Look at all these happy fans.
Yeah.
You know, cheering and high-fiving each other.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like that does not happen.
Does not happen right now.
Right now.
In a couple of years, it will. It will, yeah. Right? And again, so like, you know, we're in it right now, and it's, you know, in many ways at its worst right now as we speak, which is a whole other unbelievable situation, right? So
yeah.
But God willing, you know, in a couple of years at most, right, you know, we won't, you know, we'll be back in most ways doing things we did, especially around going to sports games and stuff like that, and it is just gonna, it will sort of fade to a degree, some of that stuff, and it will obviously leave a mark. It's leaving a mark with everybody. So but it's definitely, you look at it and go, wow, that's foreign right now. It's just it's foreign.
Really is. it's just bizarre, the whole thing.
Yep,
and certainly surreal, everything that's happening, and we never would have imagined you know, a year ago anything like this. And so it's just, that was just, it's just an observation I had when I started the games and they started showing all the crowd and nobody wearing masks. I'm like, this is just weird. It's just weird. Yeah,
it is. It is.
Yeah.
It is. But that's 2020, you know. Yeah. I hate to say it, but that's 2020.
Hey, we somehow got new games out of it and new systems.
Yeah. We did. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty
amazing. Surprising. Yeah. We made it.
We did.
Well, I don't know. 2020 is not over yet. We have to see what else happens.
Well, we made it to the next gen games release. Yeah. That's what we made it to.
That's what we made. We've made it. It's all downhill from here.
Absolutely.
All right, Rich,
Brian,
well,
anything else?
That was good. I think for only having played the games for a couple days and only having played them a minimal amount, we got a lot of. We're able to glean a lot from them already, and I think that's kind of good. And I feel pretty good about them now. Who knows? We're going to have short development cycles, and who knows what the feedback
cycles impact on the next couple of years of games. Yeah. The next couple of years of games are going to feel even more probably than this year's games because of where these different games were at various points in time.
Yeah. I just hope that what we're observing now is a sign of things. Cause I think it's a positive trend. What we're getting out of Madden and FIFA next gen, again, they haven't been fully realized, as great games, but if there's a different push behind them, then, I think that could be a positive development.
Agreed. Well, all right, Brian, you are the man about the internet. Where can people see, watch, hear everything that you're doing out there?
Well, just follow me on Twitter at Pasta Padre. I tweeted some about Madden. I haven't been tweeting as much recently. Still reading. But I tweeted some Madden observations and some GIFs and some videos. It's next gen. It's fun. Twitter compresses the crap out of the videos. Doesn't look great. But the screenshots, man, I took some Seahawks screenshots and the GIF and stuff. Really cool. Nice. Really good. And I'm excited to do more of that. And I got an online franchise, Rich, if you want to join. Just got a buddy of mine in there with me if you want to just mess around in it.
Yes. Absolutely.
I'll send you the invite and
let's do it.
Yeah,
we'll just get to play each other once or twice.
We Seahawks if you're the Eagles. Yeah,
yeah, I'll be the Eagles. Let's do it.
We would have a game. We would have that game
early early in the season, like 5 or 6, right? Week 5 or 6.
No, that was last week.
Last week, yeah, dude. I'm just trying to forget the whole season already. It's a nightmare. Yeah. It's a nightmare season.
Torture. Yeah, so get ready, DK Metcalf gonna trash your team like he did.
He does on Monday night.
It's not just this last game, too. The two last year, Metcalf beasted on the Eagles.
Yeah, he's great, especially against our team. I mean, he is that guy. He just like Emmitt Smith, man. Emmitt Smith was, beat a lot of people. But he really beat the Eagles over and over and over and over and over again.
I think he remembers that the Eagles drafted a receiver before him.
Year after year, he would just run wild and crush the Eagles. And, all of them, Aikman and Irvin, those guys just.
Yeah.
How did we get to that? I don't know. Thank you, everybody.
We're going to play each other. That's what we're doing.
Yes, that's what we're going to do. I'm excited about that. That's fun. Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you, Brian, for being here. Thank you, everybody, for listening. It's been really, really nice getting to do these shows recently. No explicit plans for stuff other than we're gonna very likely do a racing video game flavored episode sometime in the next couple of weeks with the same general cast of characters who you hear in our annual racing video game. Obviously, with it being the year that it is, it's not really a racing game of the year so much as it's probably going to be what racing games are being played right now. But we'll take a look at 2020 racing games.
I think we should do a year end.
Is that a thing we can do?
Yeah, we should do a year end review / sports game of the year type show. It's a tough year to evaluate, but I think it'd be good to look back on everything. We'll do that at some point, maybe end of December, early January.
Cool. Well, all right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you so much for being, a fan and a supporter all these many years, and we'll keep on doing our thing. All right, gang. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, everybody, and we will talk to you again real soon.